the road, pants down to my knees, screaming, please come help me. That Canadian shaman gave a little too much to me, and I'm writing a novel. Because it's never been done before. First house that I saw, I wrote house up on the door, and told the people who lived there they had to get out, cause my reality is realer than yours, and there's no time in the present. And there's a black dog on the bed. I went to the backyard to burn my only clothes, and the dog ran. That monkey might be right. And if he is, I'll be walking in my whole life. I rode to Malibu on a dune buggy with Neil. He said, you're gonna have to drown me down. If you ever wanna write for real, and I said I'm sorry. Young man, what was your name again? Now everywhere I go in West Hollywood is filled with people pretending they don't see the actress, and the actress wishing that they could. We could do ayahuasca. Baby, if I wasn't holding all these drinks, something about the way Violet whips her hair that makes me empty my pockets. So I'm caught in the corner, found the 20s as if I was the mayor. Well, I don't need.
I can hardly. Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and we have a really special show today, pretty eclectic. We have a couple of phone interviews. We have an interview with the director of Griot, all the way from New York, coming to the International Film Festival. We have an interview with the Land of Deborah and the band User. Plus live music with Mateus Moon from The Moon. These guys are playing on Saturday at the British X, so it's going to be an awesome show. And we're playing some new music. That was Gang Signs with Counting on You. And another new CD that we just got, Quit the City. So we're going to listen to Quit the City, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM, the morning after show.
So long to figure
So that was Quit the City, and yeah, they have a new CD called I think it's Quit the City, no?
No. Self-titled.
Yeah, it's self-titled. Yeah. So pretty cool guys. Check them out when they play. And they're friends of yours, no?
Yeah.
Or yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're here with Matthias Moon. He's going to be performing a couple of songs because we have a really cool concert on Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association there on 1143 Kingsway. Matthias is going to be playing with the band The Moon, I guess.
Oh, right? The Moon Ladders. Yeah.
Cool. And then we have The User playing that night and The Land of Deborah. She's going to be calling in 5 minutes or so. So I don't know if you want to play a song before she calls.
Yeah, sure.
Is that cool?
Sure, yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
What are we going to listen to?
This song is a song I wrote last year. It's called Fools.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy fools, fools, fools.
So that was the song Fools?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So you play in a couple of bands, or what's the story with your musical occupations?
I kind of just play around with whoever. I moved here last year in June, not intentionally. I just kind of blew into town and ended up staying here and like busking on the street, meeting a bunch of different people, going down to like the drive, and you know, there's a lot of musicians there, so kind of just playing with whoever I could play with, really. So, and then I ended up starting a band of my own, but jam with a bunch of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Where are you from originally?
Originally I'm from Newfoundland, but I don't have an accent there. So. It's because my family moved to Calgary, but not for oil, for like just IT stuff, I guess. Or, I don't know. Yeah.
Cool.
I grew up there.
So that's why you met Quit the City and all these.
No, actually, no. I met them. Because I was a part of this thing called Musica Collectiva, and that my friend Lynn Chiquini, I can't pronounce her last name, I don't want to butcher it, but yeah, my friend Lynn was putting on shows at the Tipper on Victoria and Kingsway, and getting a bunch of different local East Van artists to come in and play, and I was through that, I was putting on a show at Cafe Mamar on Main Street, and my buddy got them to play, and yeah, that's how I met those guys.
Cool.
Small world, really.
Yeah. And any CDs or any
Nothing right now. My buddy Joel Irons, who I'm currently playing with, we're working on an EP to release sometime in early 2013.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's just like a bunch of songs that I've been writing and collaborating on, and probably some songs that I've written throughout the summer, I guess, as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, well, don't miss. Theos is going to be performing this Saturday at the British Exterminating Association with Land of Deborah. We're waiting for her to give us a call here. But in the meantime, let's play one of her songs. This is called Taken. We'll be right back here on the Morning After Show.
Word on the Street, Vancouver's annual festival celebrating reading and the printed word, is returning for its 18th year. At the Downtown Library Square from Friday, September 28th to Sunday, September 30th, you can participate in workshops, check out hundreds of exhibitors, and see readings from acclaimed authors like Annabelle Lyon, Kevin Chong, and William Patrick Kinsella. And be sure to become a member of the Vancouver Book and Magazine Fair Society for a chance to win a Word on the Street library, featuring a copy of nearly every book at the festival. For a full rundown of the schedule and authors, go to www.thewordonthestreet.ca. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
listening there to the land of Deborah. And we have her here on the phone. Hey, Deborah, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine, fine, thanks. So we're just enjoying your music here on the radio. And so we play a couple of tracks, Taken and I Don't Mind. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that, because you won a prize for that, no? Or
yeah, Taken was in a short film that was featured in a few film festivals this year, and I got nominated for Best Composition. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. And actually, that album is a pretty eclectic collection of styles on there, because I do lots of different things. So I have the singer-songwriter vibe. Uh-huh. I Don't Mind, which is the other song. We got nominated for Best Original Song a couple of years ago on a different film, and we won Best Composition for that at a film festival in California, which was very cool.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's cool. You're originally from the UK?
I am, yes. I think my accent gave it away.
Which part? Whereabouts?
I actually grew up in the East Midlands, so in Robin Hood country, so Nottingham, I would say.
Okay.
But then I went to college down in London, so my accent smoothed out a little bit. But if you get me talking to another English person, my accent goes right back to where I grew up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So why are you in Vancouver? What makes you come to Canada?
Well, I was backpacking, and I met a guy, actually. And, yeah, you can't fight that kind of thing. So after a couple of years, I'm an R-ing. Do I really want to stay in Canada? Is that where I wanted to be? I was just going to travel and see the world. But no, when you meet that special someone.
Okay.
Yeah, so here I am.
Cool. So your CD, how many CDs do you have?
I have 2 EPs and a full-length album, and I've just almost completed my second full-length album. It'll be out hopefully in the spring, but I'm releasing it actually. I'm releasing tracks individually to give my fans a little taste of it. So if you sign up to my newsletter on my website, that's thelandofdeborah.com, shameless plug, you can sign up and then you get a sneak peek as to the songs as they're finished before they get put on the album.
Okay. Now, yeah. The previous albums, were they recorded here in Canada or back in
Everything was done here. I didn't really take my recording seriously, really, till I came to Canada, and I just found the confidence to put it out there. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so The Land of Deborah, she's going to be performing this Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So
yeah,
check
and
that out.
And then the next day, I'm at the Backstage Lounge. It's a pretty intense weekend.
Yeah, that's cool.
So the Saturday show, I'm solo. And then on the Sunday at the Backstage Lounge, I'm with my full band. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. So, yeah, thelandofdeborah.com. You can listen to some of her songs. And I guess you can order the CDs there too, no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I also do a little giveaway during my shows. It's kind of just breaks things up a little bit. So I usually ask some kind of random question, usually about Star Wars or the A-Team or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so don't miss Deborah. She's performing this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at the British X on 1143 Kingsway, and on Sunday at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you for giving us a quick call. I know you have to go to work.
I'm afraid so. It's only part time, but yet it still works. But it's good work. I work with dogs, so it keeps me sane.
Okay, yeah, that's a funny job, I guess. Huh? Cool. Okay, well, listen to another song, Whispering.
Excellent. I wrote that actually when I was backpacking just before I came to Canada, and I was trapped in it. Turns out I really like that song, so I ended up putting it on the album.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for calling us, and I will see you on Saturday.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on your show, Osvaldo.
Okay, no problem.
Take care.
So she was saying that she wrote this song while she was stranded in a small town in Guatemala. So we have some technical difficulties there. We're losing her. So we'll be right back. We're going to interview the user, and Mateus is going to play some more songs. So stick around.
this noise around my head. Children are screaming, dogs that are barking, and the car alarms that just don't stop. Am I asking too much? He said, listen to the sound of my voice. I will bring you down. I will make it okay. Then he wrapped us both up in a blanket of sound, and the noises, they went away. As he whispered into my mouth, I don't want to be here anymore with all this pain. So can you please take it away? Rain, it keeps pouring, storms that are lashing, and the wind drowns out my name. Can I have a new day? He said, listen to the sound of my voice. I will bring you down. I will make it okay. Then he wrapped us both up in a blanket of sound, and the noises, they went away. As he whispered into my mouth, there is nothing I'd rather do than hand you my brain. You'd know what to do to make it be still. Please make me be still.
So that's the land of Deborah. She's performing this Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, and on Sunday at Backstage Lounge. Pretty cool. And also performing on Saturday, it's the band User. So we have Al there on the telephone. Hey Al, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
Cool. So yeah, he has a band called User, and why don't you tell me a little bit about the band?
Well, I've been recording music for many years. I've done a bunch of tracks and albums, and just throwing together a new kind of outfit together. And we've been starting to do shows around town.
Okay. Yeah, and you were in Uruguay, no? You were telling me about that.
Yes. Yeah, that was in 2008, and I had doing shows there and around in the region, and wrote a lot of material, met lots of musicians down there, and performed and played with them.
Cool.
Quite an experience.
For how long were you there?
4 months.
Wow, pretty long.
Yeah, so it was basically a winter.
Yeah.
Or their summer.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. And how is it there? What's the scene like?
I think it's pretty hopping. There's lots of bands, and their shows seem to be well received. Lots of audiences, and yeah, it's a small enough country, so they can get around.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of different towns, and the towns are large.
Cool. Yeah, and there's also a connection with Wreck Beach, no? Do you have a...
Yeah, I do a lot of playing there, because it's probably one of the best beaches around, especially in Canada, that's for sure.
Cool.
With beautiful sunsets, and you get a lot of musicians coming and playing, and violin players, and sax players. It's drum circles is quite a collective. Kind of reminds me of San Francisco. They have areas in town where a lot of musicians get together and play.
Cool. Yeah, so people can still catch you there. Is it too cold now to go to Wreck Beach?
I have a nice view from where I'm at, and it looks like it's clearing today. It might be a beach day.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Throw the books down, head to the beach, get the last bits of that summer rays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how many CDs do you have? Or
albums?
Yeah.
As different artists, it's probably nine.
Oh yeah.
And I just finished another one that I'm just mastering it right now, and it should be out very soon. I'll get it to a distributor.
Okay.
And
cool.
I've met this friend of mine, Orlando. He's from Bogota, Colombia, and he's written some songs with me, and we just finished a new one called Soul Shaker when he was out visiting this summer.
Cool.
He had the idea for the song, and so we just kind of drew it around. He played guitar on it and played saxophone, and I played the bass, and we actually used drum programming.
Mm-hmm.
Laid down some beats, and we came up with the lyrics. You can check it out at ReverbNation.com.
Okay. / user, no?
Yeah, just / user.
Okay, and where can people find the CDs?
You can get them at iTunes, Amazon, the usual places.
Okay, cool. So for next Saturday, are you going to play with your whole band, or what?
No, it's just we're going to go as a few people. We're going to have another singer come on, do a few songs, Dina. And I have a friend of mine, Brian, he'll be playing drums. He's a person I've been playing with for years. Okay. And we're just going to keep it kind of, small and compact.
Okay, cool. And John Prentice was telling me that you have a dancer too?
I didn't catch that.
A dancer?
Yeah. We'll have Nikki come up and dance around. She's a great dancer. Everybody loves a dancer on stage.
Yeah, cool. Well, looking forward to that show on Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be great. We're going to play some new material and, classic 60s revival and, favorites that we all know.
Okay, cool. So we have here Soul Shaker or Pasadena Smile. I don't know which one, or Hope.
Why don't you try Soul Shaker?
Soul Shaker. Okay, that's the new one, no? The new song?
Yeah, that's my newest song release.
Cool. Okay, so let's play that, and then Mateos is going to perform here live. And, I guess I'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, well, look forward to it.
Cool. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, take care.
Okay, ciao. So let's listen to this song, and we'll be right back, 101.9 FM.
A soul shaker, a love maker, a heartbreaker, she's shining like a knife, my trust taker. So trust her with your life, keep up the eyes. She's evil in disguise, she's free and wild. I love beautiful child, a soul shaker. Messing with your mind, a heartbreaker. Love can be a kind, a soul shaker. Messing with your mind all of the time. I should start thinking about you. You came into my heart when I didn't need you. I wasn't so smart. Now I really miss you. We had such a time. The sunsets and
so divine.
Yeah, so that's Soul Shaker by User performing this Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. And that day, Mateus Moon is going to be performing there as the moon, I guess, no? Is that the moniker that you're going to use that day?
That's the thing. It's kind of a new group, so we're like trying to come up with a new name because it was the Moonlanders before, but uh-huh. Rob Landers, the guy who played drums before, end up he's pursuing some of his own music and stuff, so it can't be really Landers and Moon really more, because the Landers kind of took off in that regard, so it's just kind of the Moon, I guess.
Okay, the Moon, and it's a full moon that day, so it's a full moon show.
You told me about that. That's pretty epic, actually.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be really cool because Deborah is like more like earthy music, and then you're more like dreamy and
really crazy, because full moons are pretty intense.
Times, right? Yeah.
There'll be a lot of werewolves running around.
Yeah, it's a werewolf friendly venue, so check it out.
That's
perfect. So let's do a couple of songs, no?
Yeah. Okay.
What are we going to listen to?
Well, if you have a quarter, I could do a toss-up between one or the other, but there's definitely these two I'm going to play. Okay, so one's called Prayer, and one's called The Woods. Which one would you like to hear first? Because it doesn't really matter. I can't make up my mind.
Let's hear The Woods, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Those
Cool. So that was The Woods, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. So you want to do the other one, the other song?
Yeah, sure. At the end there, I heard that. I was like, oh, I have a string that's dreadfully out of tune. There we go. That's much better.
And what's the other song?
The other one's called Prayer.
Okay.
And it's just about a friend of mine who is deeply religious and then kind of got himself into some trouble. And long story short, got himself out of it too. So,
okay.
But I wrote this the night I found out about all that stuff. So it's a little bit more darker than the first one.
Okay.
But I mean, that's okay too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
All right. At least I thought that's how you were. Come on, tell me how it hurts you, my friend. Don't let it locked up in your heart. Now that fire red is burning, don't let it tear you apart.
God now, didn't you?
So at the end, they listen to him, his prayers, or?
Well, basically, he kind of disappeared there for a while, and nobody really knew where he was at, and he just ended up, I don't know, it's not really my place to really go into it. I used to divulge the details, not every time I played that, but, I mean, he basically, it was just kind of like, who are you to be so, like, you know, man, he was telling me, he was like, Matt, you know, just like, you know, pray, you know, like, it's, we'll, you know, God's gonna get us through this, man, or like, if anything was like, and I'm not incredibly religious, or even spiritual for that matter, I'm not an atheist or anything, my religious views are myself, like, my own stuff, not anything to share, but like, he would just, you know, try and like, help when there was like, tough times and everything like that, and then when I heard, him like getting into fights with his best friends and like getting like into drugs and shit like that, because he a long time ago kind of did that, but anyhow, like, it was just like, who are you, like, come on, you're a hypocrite. But I love the guy, man, he's like a brother to me, so it's like I forgive him after all that, of course. and he's so much better now, it's beautiful actually, so
cool.
That wasn't too much.
Yeah. So Matthäus is performing this Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with the Land of Deborah and the User. And other gigs that are happening around town. Well, Friday, also Van Music and CITR presents the Indie Pop Vancouver series, which on Friday will be devoted to hip-hop. So it's going to be a really fun show with Kid Lithium playing there, Stepson. Also is going to be performing there, and there's a Sex Pistols tribute band that is going to finish the night. So it's
awesome.
three acts of hip hop and then Sex Pistols, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's gonna be a really fun night. That's on Friday, also there at 1143 Kingsway, then a Saturday your show. And tomorrow at the Railway, Spell is releasing their new album. So it's a pretty cool band, Spell. And I don't know, do you have any other shows or anything else you want to plug around?
Well,
what's happening?
I don't know, you can add me on Facebook. I like friends on there.
Yeah?
I mean, that makes me a better person, right? No shows right now. We're just kind of like working on some recordings and stuff like that, so... It was kind of a one-off deal. John asked me to do this. So I was like, sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also... Okay, well, talking about vanmusic.ca, we're sponsoring a film called Violeta Went to Heaven. So we're going to give a couple of tickets for that on the show. If you want to give us a call here to 822-2487, 822-2487-822-CITR. The film is for this Thursday at 7 o'clock at Van City Theater. Violeta Went to Heaven. It's about a Chilean pop icon, folklore musician, and activist, and visual artist, Violeta Parra. So it's a pretty interesting film. So if you want to go check them out, give us a call here, 822-2487. And well, talking about the full moon and everything, Ma Petite, it's a... really cool chick. She just released her new album, The Road That Led Me to Fall. So we're going to put a song from her. She's going to be performing this Friday at the Media Club, if you want to check her out. And let's put this song called Man About Moon. And we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Catch Sparkmaker along with Carpenter and Narrows on September 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. After over 15 years, this much acclaimed and highly influential Vancouver post-hardcore band is reuniting for one night of select songs from two of their most well-regarded albums, Products and Accessories and 500-Watt Burner at 7. Tickets are available at Zulu and Red Cat Records and online at livenation.com.
So we were listening there to Ma Petite and her new song. And now we have a very, very special guest here on the phone, Ablaye Sissoko and Volker Goetze. They are, well, actually, Volker did a film about Ablaye called The Griot. It's coming to the Vancouver International Film Festival, so we're going to talk to them. They're here on the phone. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, Eduardo. Thank you for having us.
No, thank
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Thanks for the call. We're very excited to have you guys here in Vancouver. I just watched your film yesterday, and it's really, really, really interesting, and really like it. I really love African music, so I enjoy the film. So I guess you guys are friends. How did you guys meet?
We met at the St. Louis Jazz Festival in Senegal. There were auditions for young jazz musicians from Europe to go to Africa and meet young musicians in Africa, uh-huh, play at this jazz festival. And Ablaye was part of this festival, and he actually lives in St. Louis. Ablaye.
Oui.
Connais la histoire. Comment tu fais la connaissance de moi?
Oh oui, c'est vrai, on s'est rencontrés au nord du Sénégal, à St. Louis.
We met in the north of
Africa. Le festival de jazz. Où il y avait l'orchestre de jazz Euro-Afrique.
Mm-hmm.
Où on prenait des jeunes européens, allemands, français, espagnols, italiens, etc. Et des Camerounais, sénégalais pour faire un groupe de jazz qui s'appelle l'orchestre de jazz Euro-Afrique. C'est là et moi et Volker, on s'est connus. Voilà.
Okay. So there were musicians from France, from Norway, from Austria, Germany, Italy, and that's where we met. We all met together to play in this orchestra.
Okay, so that was in Senegal, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
It was in Senegal.
Okay, because Ablaye is from Senegal, right?
Yes.
Oui.
I'm sorry, my English is no good. Huh?
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry. So also, besides the film, these guys are going to be performing on September 28th at the Vogue Theater. So that's going to be amazing. That concert is at 9 o'clock. And because Volker plays the trumpet. So after you met in that festival, you guys continue doing collaborations or what happened after?
Yes, no, we are actually touring throughout the year. We are very fortunate to have enough support and from Motema, our label, and from the festivals and places who continue to ask us to come back. We played at the World Festival of Sacred Music in Los Angeles, the Justice Laurent in France, which is very prestigious, and Opera Festival in Munich. So we do all kinds of concerts, playing small clubs, playing house concerts, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So and somehow we have the audience love us and they buy our CDs and that supports very often the tour costs, and we can make money from that. So it's very we feel very honored to be in this position.
Okay.
I'm like on continue cette comédie voyage. Yeah.
Okay, and how do you come with the idea of making the film?
Cette aventure, oui, bien sûr.
When I first met Ablaye, I didn't know so much about griots, because in Germany we don't know, or when I was in Germany at that point, now I live in New York, but at this point I didn't know a lot about griots. And in France people know a little bit more about what griots are, because Senegal and West Africa is very much francophonic. And so when I discovered after we recorded the first three duo songs, I was so amazed about his tradition, where he comes from, what he represents, you know, the oral history of West Africa and in music and praise songs, so I felt that I needed to share this discovery with more people, uh-huh, the world.
Yeah. Okay. So the griot, I guess, that's an ancient tradition there in Africa, in Senegal, more particularly. You want to talk a little bit about what does it mean for the people that are listening there?
Well, it's particularly West Africa. Africa is so big, so diverse. You cannot, you have to be very specific in the areas because it's so different if you go east, west, north, or south. But in West Africa, there wasn't a written language, and so they probably came out of the hunter caste. So they were praising very successful hunters to sacrifice their life or risk their lives to hunt for the community, and that's what we assume, because there's no written sources, that they came out of that hunter tradition. And then they became basically the people who either told the story of a family or a king or a country, because there was no written language, or there were musicians turning that in praise songs or songs for the kings, and mm-hmm. and also critiquing the society. So there were journalists that were carrying news from one village to another. Every person is in Senegal, for instance, is connected to Mali and Burkina Faso and several other countries to a griot who knows the history of their family, who has been there at funerals, at birth, at weddings, etc.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also, you play the Senegalese kora. You want to talk a little bit about that instrument?
Okay, Abdel, tu veux parler de votre instrument, de kora? Qu'est-ce que c'est cet instrument?
Oui, cet instrument, c'est la harpe africaine. Hein? C'est avec 21 cordes.
So this instrument is the African harp, and it has 21 chords.
Uh-huh.
Et voilà, c'est un héritage des griots, voilà, des griots de la famille Sissoko.
So it's the heritage of the Sissoko family?
De Djebate, de Kouyaté, beaucoup d'autres familles aussi, voilà.
There are also a lot of other griot families, the Abates, Soussos, etc.
Voilà, et sa mission, la kora, elle a... Elle a rôle pour apaiser.
So the role of the core is to bring peace.
Okay. On arrive à soigner les malades aussi.
We are there for the sick to help and heal.
Ou à leur faire oublier leur douleur.
Or to make them happy.
Voilà. Donc ça c'est le rôle de la kora aussi.
So that's also the role of the core.
Okay. Yeah, it's very very. Très intéressant, eh? So let's give the dates of the film. It's September 27 at 6:30 p.m. at the Empire Granville 2. September 30th at 1:30 p.m. at Band City Theater. And of course the concert September 28th at the Vogue at 9 p.m. That's going to be an amazing amazing concert. And you guys have a CD or if people that can?
Yes.
Yeah?
Our second CD just came out in Europe and came out in May here in North America.
Uh-huh.
So the first one is called Sierra and now includes also the text of the reissue for people who are interested. And then our newest one is Amanke Jonte, which is available at Motema. It's Motema. .com. If you look there, you can find it. And Osvaldo, do you have any music to play on the radio?
Yeah.
I can send you an MP3 quickly.
Yeah. We have a couple of songs here. Actually, we're playing on the background Sira.
Okay.
You can listen there. And I really like this song that actually is in the film called Haiti.
Okay, Haiti. That's all from our news record on Amanke Jonte.
Amanke Dionti is the name of the city. Yeah, it's a really cool song. So that's the song that I was planning on playing here. So you want to add something to the film history or anything?
Well, we would like to mention that we're going to be at the screenings. And after the screenings, we'll be there for question and answers.
Okay.
And we're going to play probably a song after the screening as well, one or two, after we're done with the Q&A.
Oh, really?
And so come out, see the film, and we'll be there for questions. And I really have to thank Alain for inviting us to this wonderful film festival, and we're looking to come to Vancouver. So thank you very much for giving us the opportunity.
Yeah, and let's say that it's the world premiere. It's a very new film, right? So it's the world premiere here.
We just the sound was just the final sound was actually done last month. So it was. I mean, the idea I had the idea in October 2007, but you know it takes a lot of time to raise the money and finish a film. And it's my first feature film I've ever did, but I was lucky to work with great. Very experienced filmmaker. The editor has been working on 50 years in this business, Victor Konevsky. He has edited like Our Latin Thing, it's a classic Latin music film. He has also did Star Wars, and one of the co-producers is a collaborator of Spike Lee's film, Sam Pollard. So he also helped a lot in making this film happen.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so world premiere at the Vancouver International Film Festival. That's happening September 27 at the Empire Granville 2 at 6:30 p.m. And September 30th, 1:30 p.m. at Van City Theater. Probably they will add more screenings. The concert is on September 28 at the Vogue Theater. And these guys are going to be doing a couple of songs after the screenings too. So that's awesome. Thank you guys for coming to Vancouver. And is this your first time coming to Vancouver?
For me, yes. I don't know if I'm like c'est la première fois to visit Vancouver.
Oui. Je suis pas encore arrivé, mais j'arrive ce soir.
Yes, it's the first time. He's not there yet, but it's his first time. He has been to Canada before. And he's coming from Montreal. At the moment. So.
Awesome.
But he lives in Senegal.
In Senegal. Okay. Well, thank you guys for giving us a call here, and yeah, we're looking forward to meet you in person.
Same. I hope I can meet you in person as well. Please say hello as well.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. How do you say goodbye in not in French but in
Wolof? So it's even though Abai sings in Mandenka, but in Senegal, people most people speak Wolof, so it's you say like lege lege. Yes.
Okay. Cool. So let's listen to the song Haiti, and you're listening to 101.9 FM.
Bako mama mtaiti malonyi zao. zaru aiti wo aiti malombe zaru. Dibona tale jakalo sita malamune sabu aiti wo kule mune sabu
That's Ablaye Sissoko and Volker Gwetze coming to town to present the film Griot. So, a really cool film. Don't miss it.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the
Cool. So thank you very much, Mateos, playing this Saturday at the British Exhibition Association. And today at the open mic at this place, Hashery, that's on 3293 West 4th Avenue. So check out to come to check out the open mic. It's going to be really cool tonight. Next, we have Alex with Mantis Cabinet. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good.
So he'll be right here after this. And I'll see you next week. This was a morning after show.
Contando em cima outra vida, a mãe que ele é jovem.